Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. And my love, good evening.
Oh, good evening, my love. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. How exciting it is. There's so much buzz in the studio because it's Joy's 21st birthday.
The old girl's turning 21.
Oh, I tell you what, she needs a bit of a revamp after tonight. All these new studios and goodness, we've got the beautiful Heath who is paneling tonight, Heath. I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm a bit of a control freak at the best of times and I've had to put it in your capable hands.
Well, you just have to sit there and behave yourself.
All right.
Let me tell you what to do.
Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
Special guest tonight to celebrate 21 years of Joy.
Look, we thought, who can we share the 21st show? Well, sorry, the 21st birthday show. And it's the fabulous Anna Murphy from Murphy's Law on Friday's Breakfast.
Can I say, it's Joy's very own Marie Osmond from the Donnie and Marie show. I can't tell you how excited I am.
Do you know what? I think I prefer her teeth. They look more real.
No, this is nothing to do with Dean, but I always preferred Marie, quite frankly.
Oh. We will never get into another gay bar in Melbourne. You do realise that. Yeah. Now, my love, we have got a bit of a giveaway as well.
We've never, ever had a prize before. We've had guests that are prepared to sleep with people, but we've never actually had a prize.
I know. My goodness. We are giving away a DVD. It's called Around the Block. It's to celebrate Joy's 21st birthday. It's about breaking family and cultural cycles for a hopeful future, a contemporary story of love, revenge and triumph. Thanks to Pinnacle. Now, The only rules around this is you can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And you have to be a Joy member. So what we're asking, my love, is
what were you doing or where were you when you turned 21? Because it's old lady Joy's 21st birthday this week, so we'd like to know, where were you or what were you doing when you turned 21? And the filthiest, funniest answer will win that gorgeous prize.
Absolutely.
With that low class and base on this show. As long as we can read it out and just bear that in mind.
Oh my God. Now, it's going to go for the whole length of the show. It'll be till 11 o'clock, so you've got plenty of time to embarrass yourself or maybe your partner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, look, let's get to our first track. Yes. And we can come back from that and we can introduce the gorgeous, delicious Anna Murphy.
It is, because it's Joy's 21st birthday, it would have to be the fabulous Stevie Wonder with
Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello, little birdie told me it was your birthday. Happy 21st to you guys. I'm really, really happy to be part of the radio station, to be a fellow played musician on such a strong and powerful station. Rock on. This is Anastasia with much love. Celebrate your birthday with whatever makes you happy, kid.
Oh, thank you, Anastasia. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
Who's our very special, gorgeous guest tonight?
Look, it is the one and only. She has just chopped it in from Toorak. Or maybe it was more the South Yarra end of Toorak.
Oh, how very dare.
It is the fabulous Anna Murphy of Murphy's Law Friday Breakfast.
Oh, welcome to Chatterbox, you gorgeous woman.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. You know what? It's not often I get out of the home at this time of the evening. Usually tucked up in party.
To be honest, we don't normally leave the house either. It's just Wednesday night.
It's just Wednesday night, Stop. Well, I'm pleased to be here, especially what a fabulous week. Joy's 21st birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
Adam Murphy,
yes.
Everybody, you're the closest to a celebrity we've had on this show. You really are.
Oh, God bless your cotton socks.
What's your show about? Because you've got a fantastic show on a Friday morning.
What's my show about? Do you know what? We've done it for 3 years now, and I'm not entirely sure that we know. If anybody out there has heard it, could you give us a suggestion that we might be able to go with? Look, we just like to steer clear from any hard-hitting topic, pretty much. Our motto has been more fluff more often. And I think we have hit the brief and exceeded expectations there. So, look, I was trying to rack my brains earlier on who some of the celebrities that we've actually interviewed over the 3 years. And to be honest, I can't remember whether I've actually met half of them or just impersonated half of them. They're all, I might have had too many wines over the years. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Can I say, because yours is, and I'm not just saying this because you're in the studio. Maybe I am, but no, I'm not. I do listen to you every Friday on my way to work.
Well, like your hand up, like you're actually swearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a court.
Okay. Dear Judge Judy, I hereby swear, but I love it when you do those phone hookups and you pretend to be somebody. Oh. But you just do your voice.
Yeah. Look, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning, when my dear brother writes the scripts, he just hands it to me and goes, "Doll, can you do this?" And I go, I don't think so. We can give it a crack. And then I do it and I go, "That was nothing like it." He goes, "That's all right. That'll do."
Do you know, it adds to it because you're just the woman of a million voices.
Yeah, and some not so good, but that's okay. We actually threw out one morning on the show. We were like, desperate pleas for attention. We were like, can anyone out there let us know how you think our show's going today? Which is classically bad radio. never do that. Open yourself up for that. But we were just, throwing caution to the wind. And this, we were getting quite a lot of, we love it, whatever. And this one guy writes in and goes, "You know what? I don't really like your fake interviews, but other than that, you're a 9 out of 10. I'm like, mate, that's our whole show. Check away that. We've got nothing.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight. It's Joy's 21st birthday only on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee. Happy birthday, Joy 94.9. Here's to many, many more. Mwah!
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous special guest, the delicious Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9.
All of this love. It's fabulous. I won't be able to get out of the studio. I'll have to stay here till Friday morning. My head exploding.
Oh, my God. Hey, look, because it is Joy's 21st birthday, Anna, we are giving away fabulous. We never get a gift, by the way, on this show. We are on that late.
Nah.
Why aren't you feeling special? I love that.
Oh, look, we are very special tonight. Beautiful guest and a beautiful gift, which is Around the Block. It's a DVD about breaking family and cultural values for a hopeful future. Oh. What did you do on your 21st birthday?
Well, I went overseas. I left when I was 20 to move to London.
Yes.
So I had a boyfriend at the time who was big in the music scene. And we pretty much ended up, we had a 4-bedroom house with 24 people living in it. Very much like the young ones. Don't ask what the configurations of the rooms were. There was somebody in a cupboard, living in a cupboard.
It was very fluid.
And somebody under the stairs. So we had this party, but it was like we made invitations. It was a bad taste party.
Yes.
And I was young and impressionable, but we did do a picture of Charles Manson's face with cut-out letters on it. It's not okay. I know, it's not okay. I'm 41 now. 20 years has gone by. It's okay. We cut out letters and said, come as basically anything bad taste. And then we sort of photocopied the invites and gave it to everyone in the house, and everyone gave it to 10 people, as you can imagine. So we ended up with over 300 people in this house.
Oh, my
and it
God.
Was like there was a traffic jam. Like, you couldn't get up and down the stairs. There were fire jugglers. There was DJs downstairs. I was just like, what has happened? I've come from Beau Morris in Melbourne. That, as far as I'd been, was to Moorabbin Transformers. You know? So this was amazing. And a couple of weeks later, I was at a club, another club in London, and this guy I've met's gone, have you been to any good parties? And I said to him, have you been to any good parties? He said, yeah, I went to this awesome one in Hammersmith 2 weeks ago. In this house, there was like 400 people. Going, that was my birthday. So that was my 21st.
Now, Anna, obviously, yes. Chatterbox is all about getting a beautiful guest in. They choose the music and they talk a little bit about their life. Definitely about your time in London. Sounds fascinating. But tell us a little bit about why you chose your first track, which is an awesome Australian band, Love in Excess.
Oh, well, yes. Look, for anyone who's listened to our show, apologies, because you're going to hear this again. I like to think that I am INXS's biggest fan. I'm pretty sure that there would be people out there that are more obsessed, but I took to them like a duck to water. I kind of was into them before the Kick album. I always liked them. But as soon as Kick came out in 87, that was it for me. I was done. Yeah. And Michael Hutchence was going to be my husband. So was, incidentally, George Michael. I'm really good at picking them, aren't I?
You know what? Neither of those would have ended well, if you think
clearly,
about it.
Clearly, they haven't. Clearly, still single at 41. Anywho, moving on.
Fat Greek gay man or dead man.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so, just obsessed. Like, I had my whole bedroom was covered in INXS posters. I used to get every magazine that they were in, every interview, every anything, until I turned 18 and my brother's friend actually walked up the stairs and said, you're 18 now, doll. It's time. It's time. And just started slowly taking these posters down while I sat on the bed clutching my pills going, can you leave me one? So I was beside myself to the point that I actually did go to Michael Hutchence's funeral. It's not really a gloat story. I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm gloating, but managed to actually. It's a random story. Harry and Miller was doing it, and had said nobody from the public's going to be in the church. And I was like, my friend rang me the day that he died from Melbourne. I was living in Sydney, and said, "Oh my God, Annie, I just heard." And I went, "What?" And she goes, "You don't know." I was that big a fan. I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, they think they found Michael Hutchence dead in Sydney. I was devastated. So anyway, long and the short, they said that the public couldn't go. But I was listening to a radio station and the priest from the church said, this is a public church. So if the public want to come down, they by all means, they're going to be allowed to come in. So I got down there. Long story, we were at the front of this, you know, my boyfriend's gone off because he's hot and wanted some food, disappeared. And I'm at the front of this fence at the front of the church. And I could see and we were all told, no, you can't get in.
Yeah.
Could see the priest walking along and whispering to people. And he was just, and I sort of, what's going on here, opportunist? And he goes, if you just go around the side, you can go around the side door. So I was like, oh my God, but now I'm on my own. My boyfriend's not there. And, you know, so I've ended up in the church downstairs and I'm sitting there. It was a really hot, muggy day in Sydney. Yeah. It was terrible. And I had a bit of a panic attack. I was at that stage. I was having anxiety attacks quite a lot, but I didn't really know. So I thought I was going to faint in this church. So I said to the security guard, can I go outside and get some air? He goes, yeah, that's fine. I said, can I get back in? He's like, yeah. And so I've gone to the side of the church, and by now I look and there's my boyfriend over the front, like way away in the front of the church, and there's a massive crowd, and it's a funeral. I'm trying to get his attention, but subtly, like, get him, just get over here. Like, you know, finally he looks up and I'm like, come over. So they actually ushered us in, but when we went back in, they put us upstairs instead. And we were up there when that guy tried to throw himself off the balcony.
Oh, wow.
Nick Cave was playing Into My Arms, and then all of a sudden he's like, Michael, and he tried to throw himself off the balcony, and I just burst into tears. So I had my head buried in my partner's lap at that stage. I was just thought, oh.
Yeah.
And these three people held this guy on the balcony and pulled him back up, and then the cops came up and dragged him out. And I'll never forget it. Andrew Farris looked up when he got up after the song and said, you know, some people don't realise it's a family affair. And
yeah.
kind of felt really like we shouldn't have been there, you know. Yeah. It was kind of one of those moments you go, oh, let down by that idiot. But, you know, we just wanted to show our respect. So, very sad day. But And then we walked out of the church, the heavens opened up, and it was a thunderstorm, and it was really freaky. But, yeah, big moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this is In Excess, new sensation, I guess. Yeah.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous special guest, the wonderful Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the lovely Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
We've had a message.
Get involved.
Absolutely. Rally round.
Come on. It's a prize. And you can win it.
My love, what was the message?
Well, here we go. It says, hi, I just tuned in. It's an anonymous caller, which is frankly faceless.
Yes.
Says, hi, I just tuned in. Is this the obnoxious sister of Dean Murphy? Ha ha. X.
Very dare you. Reveal yourself, you coward. Very easy behind the phone, isn't it? Not to put your name on it. And do you know what? I just rang the phone number and I don't know it. It's not in my phone. So I don't know who you are.
That means we've got our first Joy troll.
Oh, no, it's not the first. It might be yours. It's not mine.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, it's Joy's 21st birthday this week. And we want to ask, you know, this is normally the part of the show, Anna, that we get our GLBTI guest to talk about coming out.
Right.
But you're a fabulous A, aren't you?
And Anna.
And an Anna.
In that glorious gay alphabet that confuses everybody.
Well, I am confused because I've never had the A.
It's ally.
It. Ally.
And I'm an ally.
You're an ally.
Oh, my God. I feel like we're in an army. Like, but a fun, nice one.
It's sort of I'm a bit an like, ally. The ally sort of a bit like everyone who's not gay but doesn't hate us.
That's, yeah. Basically, everyone that's not a bigot.
Isn't that nice? Oh, I'm so happy to be an A.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
But no. What beautiful was Heath has just said he thought the A was asexual, but
oh well, you know what? Give him a history.
What? Maybe it's AA now. I always thought AA was Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, we're venturing into it.
We need to start cutting letters down, not adding more letters to it. Quite frankly,
that's it.
But what we were going to ask in lieu of that question is, how did you get involved with Joy?
Okay, well, about 3 years ago, I think. We've been on for about 3 years. Dean, my brother, darling Dean Murphy, if you're out there listening, hi doll. he was broadcast manager at Joy at the time, and we had discussed over the years, because Dean used to be in radio a lot, and we'd always sort of over the balcony having a chat. We'd sort of be like, oh, wouldn't it be good to do a radio show? You know, it'd be fun. It never really, nothing really sort of ever came up. And one day he called and said, there's a Tuesday afternoon drive spot. Would you fancy putting a show together? And it was kind of like, yeah, I've got no idea what I'm doing. What do you want me to do? Okay. All right. So he turned the microphone on and then boom. And then it sort of just started from there. So that's how I got involved in Joy. And it's honestly been the best experience of the last 3 years. I love coming in here. The funniest thing is coming in when there's people here.
Yeah.
Because when we moved to breakfast, it just became Dean and I for a long time. And then when we were only on Friday mornings, we did Wednesday and Friday mornings for a long time.
Yeah.
Friday mornings, it's very difficult to get people to get up and come and help for free at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know. So we for a while there, didn't have anyone on the desk. We didn't have a newsreader. It was just Dean and I having a chat. I'm like, oh, we could be doing this at home. In the comfort.
In your jams.
In our gym jams. Exactly. Well, we could actually wear our gym jams in here, but that would be awkward.
Oh, yeah.
We've been in here where people have worn pyjamas. It's not out of the question because it's radio. You can do what you like, but... Let's just say I frowned. I judged them horribly. Well,
darling, I'm with you. I would have judged too.
This is judge and I'm mental. My God. It is. It's fabulous that you've come in tonight as well, because we always wanted to do something really nice for Joy, because they've been so... It's such a great, like... For Andy and I, who are partners in life as well, doing this is a lot of fun for us on a Wednesday night as well, and giving, you know, our voice.
Your voice, and what beautiful voices they are.
Well, I once got told my voice could grate cheese.
Darling, I get questioned on the phone by electricity companies whether I'm male. So, we're like kindred.
Because I get the opposite.
So, we'll be discussing gender diversity later on in the show. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hey, we're the Veronicas, and we would just like to say a very happy birthday to Joy 94.9. 21 years old, that's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for supporting Australian music and the gay and lesbian community. We love you all so much. Here's for another 21 years plus.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Anna Murphy from Murphy's Law on Friday Morning Breakfast on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love, during that lovely commercial break, and the announcer was such a sterling job.
Oh,
sterling
can
job.
Can I say, there was either missing punctuation or there was one sentence that was so long in that you literally would have to have Whitney Houston's lungs to get through it.
It was written by a Welsh person.
It was unbelievable.
It was bloody spoken by a Welsh person. Christ. Hey, look, we've had a few more messages, and the first one is, love hearing Anna's voice. I think you're hilarious, and you've given me many laughs over the years. Kiss, kiss.
Oh, thank you.
But again, another anonymous.
Another nameless person. It's okay. Let us know just one letter of your name even.
And you might actually be able to win a prize.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know. Heath keeps on passing me notes, and
he's
it's a bit
very
like
naughty
telethon
over there.
And it's throwing me off. Because I can't do two things. I'm a man. I can't do two things
I'm sorry,
at once, Heath.
I'm sorry, Brett. Koshy can do it. You can do it, frankly.
Now, you've been told.
I've been told.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Who pulls out Koshy at 10:30 at night? God. Does anyone know who Goshi is at 10:30 at night? I don't think so.
No, not at all. Now, obviously, on Chatterbox, we always introduce, we always get a guest on every week to choose the music and tell us a bit of their life through song and chat. And Anna, your next song.
My next
Jessica
song.
Jessica Mauboy.
Yes. Well, look, I was asked to think of a song that reminds me of Joy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for a while there, Dean and I were actually claiming this song as the Murphy's Law theme song because we played it every... It seemed like we were playing it at exactly the same time. Hi, Chris Jamison, if you're listening. It sounded like we were playing it at exactly the same time every Friday morning for like a year and a half. So every time I hear it now, I'm in the studio with Jessica Mauboy, who, incidentally, I claimed ages ago she's taking over the world. And I just saw a very brief snippet of her on the Arias tonight. She's amazing. She's our Beyonce.
She's pretty amazing, isn't
Look,
she?
Look, hey, she doesn't probably dance as good as Beyonce, but she's amazing and she looked hot. So, yeah, inescapable.
She always looks amazing.
Heaven. Yep.
Just had to say that. I'm sorry. He's looking at me like going, oh, will she shut up?
There was like, she
just
like a moment.
Wants to play the damn song. Heath, let's do take two. Now you're listening to Inescapable by Jessica Mauboy, only on Joy 94.9.
They don't work no more. Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. Happy 21st birthday, Joy 94.9. Just watch out. Once you hit 30, that's when the Botox happens.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest, the lovely Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9. Now, Anna Murphy.
Yes?
You did something particularly exciting a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Oh, last week, maybe?
Was it last week?
I think so, yes. Now,
let's call it the Project Project. Well,
the Big Gay Project we were referring to as. Yeah, well, that all came about. We were at the Laird. Funny. Me being at the Laird. I'll explain. Northside Bazaar happens once a year. And it's a day. It's a nice family day out at the leather bar that women are never allowed into. For those at home that don't know, my number one tip for the day, if you're going and you're female and you've never been in there, is don't look too closely in corners.
You never know what you get.
And you know what? Take your glasses off and just don't focus on anything too much. But anyway, it was lovely being in there, except the cagey bit that I thought, well, I don't know what that is, and it was a see-through floor. And
this is why they don't let women in.
No, this, well, I thought, how would I get across there in heels? I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Interesting day there. Anyway, Limo was there. He was on doing the auction, and Dean and myself actually struck up a conversation with Kelly, yep, who's the producer for Roving Enterprises. And Dean, it was, look, I've been taking a lot of co-credit,
yeah,
but I ride along on his coattails on this one because it actually came straight out of Dean Murphy's head, this idea. But we'd been discussing trying to do more things with our listeners and getting out and meeting the listeners, because as I said, we get in here at 5 o'clock Friday mornings, go home at 9. We barely see any of the other volunteers. We don't hear our listeners.
Yeah,
as you guys know, it's all interaction, email. So it's really nice to actually get that, you know, experience to meet them and put faces to names, sure, and just have a chat with people that listen to the show, yep, if there's anyone out there. So, you know, that's nice that you feel like you might actually be here not just talking to yourself every Friday morning. It sort of gives you a boost. So we thought it'd be good. And so the conversation started. She was really up for it. Dean decided that we'll try and bring a whole gay audience to the project.
Yeah.
So she was up for it. So we ended up taking 40 volunteers and listeners along.
Oh, fantastic.
Last week. It was great. Look, they didn't it wasn't like we were all going to get to personally meet you know, it wasn't sort of like that. We were audience members, and Rove did say happy birthday at the end after Mike Evans kind of put him on the spot. Thank you, Mike. Great sales. But we were lucky enough because we actually didn't expect to get a photo opportunity at all.
Yeah.
Right at the end, because Betty, our photographer, was there as well, and she was like, can we get a photo? And Rove was kind of a bit like, I guess they sort of are a bit protective of how much they do that, which is understandable. But he was like, okay, yep, we'll get Conrad up. Conrad, excuse me, I'll stick my teeth back in. So Conrad was actually getting – Dean and I had moved up the back because I couldn't see behind the camera. So all of a sudden Betty's like, can we get Dean and Anna up as well? And I was like, oh, so we have to – now we're holding everyone up trying to get out. It's really awkward. So we've ended up with this really cool photo of myself, Conrad, Dean and Rove on the project. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We didn't expect that to happen. We were really lucky for that to happen. But we're planning on doing more things.
Oh, fantastic. They're great shots. I saw them on your Facebook page today, and they're really, really good
shots.
Oh,
yeah, you'd have to be happy with the photo, Anna.
Yeah, they're
looked
fun.
Good.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
Now, who was the guest on that night? Was it
Kim Kardashian?
Ka-ching Kardashian, wasn't it?
Wow. Ka-ching. My God. Like, weird. I'm not a fan.
Same.
You
can't be retrospectively famous. You can't become famous and then do stuff to justify your fame.
No, and
frankly,
the weirdest thing is, like, when she...
If I see that ass again...
Hey.
Oh.
It's burnt into my retina.
Oh, God.
That was some impressive booty. Yeah. I'm telling you now. I was like, wow, that thing comes in the door separately. Well, it does because she's so tiny.
Yeah.
And then there's this... Anyway. Yeah.
It has a postcode.
It has a postcode.
Yeah.
She was standing in the doorway waiting before she came on, and I was right on the edge. So I turned around. We're all sort of looking, and she's just standing there, and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like... She's like a doll. Anyway, there was one point, a second, where our eyes connected, and I just in my head started going, oh my God, I'm looking at Kim Kardashian's eyes. She's looking at me. This is really weird. And I completely pulled a really strange face. I'm pretty sure I look like a creepy stalker or something. It was weird.
The closest thing that's ever happened to me, remember when we went to the Cher concert?
Yes.
Super gay story. So.
Love anything we're, to do with
Cher. I think we were 12 rows from the front.
We were close enough for her slightly cataract eyes to be able to focus on us.
Oh, so we've got our friend Amity between us, because a bunch of us went. We flew up to Brisbane for it, and she's singing a song. And all of a sudden, I went, "Oh my God, Cher's looking at me." She's singing a song, and she's looking at me. I went, "No, this can't be happening." And Amity turns to me and goes, "I effing hate you right now." Cher is not only looking at you, but she's singing the song at you, and I died.
Yeah, she really was.
It was so fantastic.
How do you get over that?
You don't.
You don't.
Do you believe in life? Oh, that was terrible.
You just learn to live around it.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't shut his eyes since. That was in 2005. He's very tired.
Oh, it was a wonderful, it was a great concert. Great concert. Her farewell tour.
You're back there, aren't you?
Back there.
Yeah.
We've lost him.
I told you. You live around it. He's living around it. You see what I mean?
Oh, come back to us, darling. Come back.
We've had some bizarre messages sent through as well. And one of them was a picture message, which works so well on the radio.
Thank you for that.
Fabulous.
And I'll describe it to the audience. It's basically, it's a head of Barbie.
Yeah.
And we're assuming that there's 21st. Favourite 21st was either They Love Barbie or it was the Aqua song.
And
Barbie.
They could have recently gone to the Aqua concert.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's when they celebrated their 21st, because we are giving away this DVD, aren't we, Muller?
We are.
And the question we're asking is, what did you do on your 21st? Or what did you? Where were you?
Can you even remember what you did on your 21st?
So long ago.
Sadly for me, my long-term memory is starting to get really good, because I can't remember what I did yesterday. But all this stuff's coming back to me that I did. I'm like, yeah, that was ice.
Hello, 40.
41, doll.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our fabulous guest, Anna Murphy, only on Joy 94.9.
How you doing, everyone?
We're Human Nature.
And you are listening to Joy FM. So we have a very special message for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joy. Happy birthday to you.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Anna Murphy, on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
We have had an literal cavalcade of messages come through.
The first one I'd like to read out, Anna, this is beautiful. This is clearly for you tonight.
Oh.
Happy 21st birthday. Anna is not obnoxious. Oh, well, that's my twisted humour. You really are gorgeous, Anna. Oh. I wish I had a sister like you.
Oh,
I have a brother, but I wanted a sister and Mum said no. I'll probably have another boy. Oh, well, Mum, I'm gay. Love, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty. I'll be your sister. I'm pretty sure my brother tries to give me away, or would like to. A lot. Generally at 5 a.m. on a Friday if I'm cranky. Oh. But anyway,
done. I love the next message.
We've had a gorgeous message come through from Daniel Smiley Face, which says, "You guys have me in tears. Great show. !! Overuse of punctuation, Daniel. But thank you for staying up and listening to it."
Oh, and I hope they're tears of joy, Daniel.
Now, can I say, with Daniel or Scott, darling, if you were a Joy member, you could have included your Joy membership number and we could give you this DVD. We never get a gift on this show. We've got a gift. We have to give it away because they'll never give us another one.
People,
we have to do it.
Play the game. Make it easy for us.
Invest.
We're undermanned, overworked, understaffed.
Oh, welcome.
Give us your number.
Oh, my God.
Now, Anna Murphy.
Yes,
you had to choose four songs tonight, mm-hmm. and we've played two.
Oh,
we're up to your third.
Oh,
would you like to tell us what it is, who it is, and why you chose it?
Look, I love this song. It's Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen. And to tell you the honest truth, I have no idea when it first entered my consciousness. You know where people go, "I remember when I first heard that," and I don't know. I just know that I have always, always loved this song, and I have no idea when I...
Always been there.
It's always been there. And like, I work in my car. I'm a rep, so I generally have the radio on all the time. I will take phone calls at any given stage, but this is the only song that I will never, I will always bring people back. And it kind of makes me tear up a little bit. I love it. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a
fabulous track. Yeah. And it is, it's David Bowie and Queen.
Yeah, it is.
Under Pressure, only on Joy 94.9.
With joy for 21 fabulous years. I'm so proud to be one of your faithful followers, and I hope you have a beautiful year full of celebrations and many more years to come. Lots of love from Kylie.
Oh, you're on Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our fabulous guest, Anna Murphy of Murphy's Law, usually on a Friday morning.
Usually very early on a Friday.
Not very late on a Wednesday.
You poor things. You get these dulcet tones at night now as well. It's only for this week, though. It's okay.
It's funny you should say that because we've had a few more messages sent in. Gosh, you're attracting them all tonight,
oh,
Anna.
Oh, dear. And dragging them all out of the woodwork.
One of them is, hello, ladies, loving the show tonight, but still convinced Anna is actually Tracy Bartram.
Ah, oh, hello and welcome, whoever you are. You've been in contact before.
That is the fabulous Moira.
That's Moira and Ross.
Miss Ross.
Oh, thank
of
you.
St. Kilda. My love, Betty, who is the Joy photographer.
She's the official photographer. She's the Lord Litchfield of Joy.
She is. Or maybe the Lady Litchfield.
Or the Annie Leibovitz.
Oh, the Annie Leibovitz. Oh, you beat me just by 2 seconds.
And Betty has said, you're always a delight to listen to. Thanks for entertaining us at this time of night. Oh. XXS, love Betty.
Oh, love
thanks,
Betty.
Betty.
And look, can I just say, my mother sent through a text. Bless her heart. Hi all, enjoying your usual craziness. Music awesome, love Maggie. Maggie never comments about
Maggie.
Her music, so she's loving your choice tonight.
Do you know what? Thanks, Maggie. I like that vote of approval, because actually on Sunday when I was asked for the music, I'm a Libran, for those who don't know, and asking to choose music was like sitting me in front of a massive menu at a Chinese restaurant. I freaked out. I completely did Dean Murphy's head in. I was like, what do you mean? I've got to choose for it. And he went, well, what are the categories? So we chose the songs and I went, yep, happy with that. And then we walked out to his lift, which is literally 10 metres away, and I went, oh, but maybe that. And he goes, oh my God, I am going to kill you. And I said, you're not very patient. He goes, it's 4 songs. It's not a life or death situation. And I'm like, oh.
Do you know, a friend that we've had on the show, Alan, has actually said to us, if the CIA had to introduce a new form of torture, it would be choosing 3 or 4 songs to sum up your life.
That's it. Yeah, no. Don't do that to me. That's actually, I'm breaking out in a sweat thinking about it, because all week since I sent them to you, there's been all these other ones appearing and I can't. Oh, I really like that one. Oh, I really like... No.
Now, it's normally out of the box, but I think we've only got time for 1 out-of-the-box question, my love.
We do. And look, normally we ask... This is the part of the show where we peel back the emotional sleeping bags.
Oh, right. I'm holding onto the desk.
The outer crust of our guests, and we ask them some deeply probing personal questions.
Right.
We don't have time for that tonight, Anna Murphy, quite frankly.
Okay.
So I'm just going to ask you, who's your least favourite celebrity?
1, 2, Justin Bieber. Can't stand him.
Worst.
Don't like a tardy superstar.
Just horrible.
He's late and he's rude and he needs to pull up his pants, young man. I've given him a stern dressing down once or twice. I don't think somehow he cares. Has he got 40 billion followers on Twitter or something? It's ridiculous. I hate him. Oh, no, don't hate. Hate's a terrible word. I don't like him at all. And Dean's a believer, so that's a little
really?
Bit of... Yeah, tote.
Hang on. Totally. How old is Dean? Dean
yeah,
should
know
better.
I know. I don't try. Oh. Well,
no one should be believing past a certain point in their lives, quite frankly.
Well, just like I was going to say totes in a probes, and I'm 41, you can't pull that off. So,
peeps, I have a problem with peeps.
Oh, peeps, yeah. None of it's good.
There's not enough irony in the world for any of us to pull any of that off, quite frankly.
Do you know what? When I was a cabin supervisor with my hair in a bun and glasses, I tried to tell an American guy to not do something, and I said, yeah, sorry, dude. And he looked as shocked as I was when it came out of my face, and I just walked away going, I can't pull dude off. Look at me. I can't say dude.
I've got my hair in a bun. I'm wearing a 3-inch heel.
I've got pantyhose on. I can't say dude. It's ridiculous.
Look at her wandering up the aisle with the trolley and the kitten heel calling me dude. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Annie and our special guest, Anna Murphy, because it's our 21st birthday at Joy.
G'day, guys. I'm Shannon Knoll. Happy birthday to Joy 94.9. Feel free to sing and dance.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Anna Murphy on Joy 94.9. Now, we are up to the 10...
No, we're at the end of the show, love. Well, end of the show. It's 4 minutes to 11.
All right,
show.
Love, we're at the end.
I can't do the digital clock.
What do you mean? You can't do the digital clock?
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
It says the words. It's got the
you
numbers.
You are quite possibly my favourite person on the planet right now. We need to go out. I love you.
I panicked. I blanked.
Can't do the digital clock. It's, oh, I love you.
Now, Anna Murphy... We've got your last track of the night. And can I say, I Facebook stalked you a little bit today.
Did you?
Because I do like to do that. What is your last track?
My last track is T-Swizzle, which is Totes and a Propes again. Taylor Swift's latest hit. Actually, it's not the latest. It's the one before that, but that's all right. Shake It Off.
Now, there's a video on Facebook of you dancing to this.
Yeah, there is.
Can I ask, are you classically trained?
Why? Does it show?
It was just delightful. If you haven't seen it, go to Murphy's Law Facebook page.
Yeah, I have a talent. I'm not afraid. Me and Michael Flatley. I can't even say his name. That's how talented I am.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I just want to say a big thank you to you coming on a Wednesday night, Anna. You have made our show an absolute... laugh tonight.
Oh, bless
and it's
your cotton socks.
Fabulous. I want to say a big thank you to Heath, our fabulous panel.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming and thanks for doing our show tonight, Heath. You've been a darling. But before we do that, it's your final track. It is Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. Any final thoughts before we leave tonight?
Oh, look, just be kind to one another. Happy birthday, Joy.
Good night, Australia.
Good night,
thank you for listening.
Good night, Australia.
Too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.